I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station. It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hello, everybody. Hi, Hans. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Scotty. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey. Sam Farnsworth on the show today. Get that dump button ready. You never know.
How many times have you had to hit the dump button in the last week, Lloyd?
It's been a busy week.
Don't wear that thing out, man.
It's all worn out.
We've had a rough week.
Going to need to lube this thing up. It's getting a little rusty.
Well, we're going to really rein it in today, and we're going to behave because we are at NPS. If you don't know what NPS is, believe me when I tell you, come down and just check this place out. Scotty, I have in front of me everything your mind could ever desire. I'm telling you, anything that you could think of, vases, lamps, piñatas, more piñatas. In fact, I got a piñata that's hanging from the ceiling for about every season. So if you want a piñata, and it's like 30, 70% off of these piñatas. You also have bug spray, sun tanning lotion, sunscreen. You've got air fryers. These are just the things that I'm looking that are right in front of me. Sheets, baby clothes, watches, wigs. If you need a wig, NPS has a wig, and I guarantee
What? A wig?
A wig.
I can't help but think this is a social media opportunity. I feel like we're missing something here, Hans.
What's that? Me buying each of the things that
I
just mentioned?
Well, no, but maybe, I don't know, putting on a wig and yeah, doing the show for a minute, for a segment or two.
Looking like Pat Benatar? No, man, I'm not about that, but they are nice. They've got designer watches, designer purses. They've got an entire grocery store. Scotty, I was just telling you, 12 zingers for a buck. And you mentioned a zinger is an underrated snack.
Oh, very underrated.
We got them.
That's I would be all on board with that. Okay, how many zingers for a dollar?
12 for a buck.
How many could you eat all 12 zingers? Like,
easy.
When you were in prime, like, 6 months ago, Hans at, Hans Unlimited, I guess I should say. Unplugged, uncensored.
Yeah. Yeah, I could easily down 12 zingers. And that's not even the lobbing the guess of a half gallon ice cream in 30 minutes. This one's a for sure. 12 zingers, easy.
There's different kinds, right? There's the kind of the vanilla one, the chocolate one.
Yes, and these are the chocolate with the cream filling zingers.
Oh, yeah.
Just one of many items that you can find in their grocery section. They've got an entire grocery section. Scotty, this is such an untapped resource. So many people need to come and check this place out and just see. Let your wildest dreams come true at NPS. That should be their tagline. Because the things you thought you couldn't afford, you could afford it. The things you didn't know you wanted, you could find it. That's NPS, man. Nice place to save. Nice place to shop. It is the NPS store. Come down and see us. 1600 Empire Drive is where we're at.
I just Googled zingers, and you're getting, like, there's a 10 count you can get on Amazon for like $5.30. And you're getting 12 for a dollar down there.
12 for a buck, man. I'm looking at the box. 99 cents. It says 99 cents right under these boxes. Scotty, this is such a throwback, man. I don't know what the place was called in Declo, but in Weezer we had Bo's Barn. And if you wanted to find anything discounted, you goes down to Bo's Barn, and you're going to find a yellow sticker on it. And it's going to be 40, 50, 60, 70% off because Bo's just needed to move it. And that's what it is here at NPS, man. They just need to move these items. They get it all on overstock and oversized shipments and unclaimed shipments. And they come and they throw it down here and they throw it on these racks, you know, all these clothes and shoes. And they got these massive warehouses downtown here that people don't even know about. And this stuff is so cheap. So I'm just I'm in heaven, man. I'm in hog heaven. This is right up my alley.
Man. So, look, I'm sitting here in Manhattan Beach in L.A., loving life, overlooking a golf course. And when I heard 12 for $1 on zingers, I'm like, I wish I was there.
And I wish I was Hans XL. I wish I was Hans Extreme because we'd be doing this thing, man.
Oh, man. Hey, look, you got the cruise coming up, man. You've been working for it. And then when you get home, it's on.
Yeah, we're doing the 99 cent for 12 zingers. We're doing it.
If you bought two boxes of those and you put them in the back of your truck and you're like, I'm saving those for when I get back off vacation, do you think you could be able to drive home and not tear into that box?
No.
Before the vacation?
No. No, in fact, I'm fighting with everything I've got in my body. I'm fighting going over and getting a box. In fact, you know what I want to do? Just for craps and giggles, I'm going to buy three boxes. I've got $3 here. I'm going to buy three boxes of zingers. I'm going to put them right here on the 12E to the zone table. And the first three listeners to come down, you're going to get a box of zingers on me. I'm going to go all kinds of stuff. That's how it
is,
man.
You know what? I'll Venmo you $3. Let's make it six.
Okay, six boxes of zingers. Scotty's in on three. Lloyd, you want to go in on three?
Absolutely. But I think they have to put the wig on and do something.
Nine boxes of zingers sitting on the table, waiting. It's a Friday. Let's get loose, man. In fact, if a listener can come down and eat the entire box of zingers in, let's give them 5 minutes.
Oh, no. Give them
8 minutes.
Like 10.
8 minutes. 8 minutes. Let's go 8 minutes, and if you down the box of zingers, I'll buy you three more boxes. Yes, I will. Let's have a little bit of fun, man. It's a Friday. It's a freaky Friday. Scotty and I have been loose all week. We are fighting to keep our jobs, and I want to show a little bit of love to the listeners, and I also want people to come check this out. You can just Google it. NPS. We're the location that's just downtown, 1600 Empire Road.
Are they allowed to unwrap each individual one before they start to cut down on the time needed to unwrap them?
No, because it's a quick pull. These are thin wrappers.
I don't know, man. Because they're going to have to. They're less than 1 minute per zinger. So
yeah, Yeah, it's going to be a quick feast for them, but as they're shoving a zinger in, because the zingers are a one-bite treat, as they're shoving the zinger in, they can be unwrapping the other one. It's, I don't want to make it too easy because I don't want to be out $6 today, but I will if somebody wants to come in and do this. Okay, I got to give this.
Are you providing them something to wash the stuff down a little bit?
Take my debit card
or something
and go buy 9 of those boxes. No drinks. No, they just got to suck down this chocolatey goodness.
Give them like a little thing of chocolate milk to wash them down. Like a zinger and a chocolate milk. That's my childhood right there. That sounds awesome.
Okay, that's fine, but they're going to have to purchase the chocolate milk themselves. there is, yes, 9 of those boxes.
You're like $3, and that's it. I'm not going any more than $3.
$3, man. That's what I could donate right now to the listener, man. And our tech is over here. Look at this. He's loading up the 9 boxes. Okay, now I've got 9 boxes of these. I really do need listeners to come take these. So please come down and find me. I am behind the clothing aisle. This is the best, Scotty. I am pretty hidden. I am back behind the clothing aisle. I'm between the grocery store and the clothing section for those listeners out there looking to come find me.
Huh. Yeah, go find Hans. It's Where's Waldo, only it's Where's Hans at NPS. That's how many cool aisles of all kinds of great stuff you can get there. So go down there and let's go. Let's get you squared away.
Come get yourself a box of zingers.
A box of zingers. I love it, man. Now, oh, man, I'm so jealous. Like, I am so jealous. I miss zingers so much.
Oh, it's going to kill me.
Let's get to it.
Just not butting into this is going to kill me. This is going to be tough, but I'm going to fight it. I'm going to fight it for the listener.
All right, Hans and Scotty, let's get to it. Starting lineup right now, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Starting lineup brought to you by Lee's Heating and Air, home of the award-winning line of America's standard furnaces and air conditioners. Call Lee's right now for their $59 furnace tune-up special or visit them online at leesheatac.com. Many of you out there thinking, well, wait a minute, it's January. I only have a couple more months of that furnace. Why do I need a tune-up? No, it's because that furnace has been working its tail off for the last 2 months. You haven't had it inspected or tuned up for the last 10 years. So call them up. And $59 is a lot better than a really expensive bill. If you you know, a little ounce of prevention, let's go. Let's get you squared away. All you have to do is go to leesheatac.com.
Well, Scotty, you were just in San Diego, and you're by that new stadium, which is supposed to be pretty innovative, and the ability to expand out pretty quickly and pretty easily. It's about a 36 or 37,000 seat stadium right now. But can expand out to 56 to 58,000 pretty quickly. For those of you that didn't see it, Dennis Dodd released a story yesterday. I kind of feel like, I don't know if San Diego State got in his ear. I don't know if the Pac-12 is in his ear, but it feels like he's got a bug up the backside just a bit, Scotty. And he came out with a piece saying San Diego State would be a great partner with the Pac-12. What are your thoughts on it?
By the way, that piece from Dennis Dodd brought to you by the San Diego Chamber of Commerce and San Diego State University. That was 100% a look at us, look what we're doing. And I love the it's a surging program. No, it's not.
No.
What are you talking about? Nobody goes to their games. They build a brand new stadium. Okay, look, let me just preface this here. Because I read it, and I was really annoyed by it because I thought it was just a promotional piece. And you're right, it could be the Pac-12 as well. Let's just say what everybody knows here, is that the Pac-12 needs to get back into Southern California. Don't try to prop up San Diego State on this pedestal and talk about how great their programs are, because they're not. They've got a good basketball program that's traditionally very good, and Brian Dutcher has won 20-plus games over the last 5 years, and he'll do it again this year. And that's a good basketball program. But this isn't about basketball. This is about football. Yes, they built a brand-new stadium that seats about 34,000 and it can expand, but guess what? Nobody showed up last year, and everybody that did show up complained about about how hot it was because they built it poorly and there's no shade in that stadium. So nobody went. The team isn't very good. Yes, this is all about being able to have your meetings in Southern California to be able to say you're in the Southern California market. But let's be honest here. Nobody cares about San Diego State Athletics outside of maybe a few rabid fans here and there. They're not going to bring you TV ratings. They're not going to do any of that for you. They're just a program that happens to be in a nice geographical area that they want to get to. That's it. That's all San Diego State brings to the table. They're not going to help your conference get any better. They're not going to increase the viability of the Pac-12. No, it's going to be Kyle Whittingham's going to like, and Kyle Whittingham, I think, has gone on record saying that he wants and is in favor of San Diego State for two reasons. He wants to recruit Southern California. Mm-hmm. He wants to be able to tell his kids that he's, you know, every other year, you'll be playing a game in Southern California. And I think Kyle Whittingham doesn't mind coming to Southern California every now and then. So that's all it is. So this whole, like, oh, look what they're going to bring to the conference. No, they're not bringing anything to the conference in terms of competitiveness. They're not bringing anything in terms of viability. They're not bringing anything in terms of excitement. They're just a school that's in the right place at the right time. That's all it is. So let's just own it and call it as it is, because San Diego State brings nothing to the Pac-12.
Yeah, I'd agree as far as the program and where they're at and the history or the pageantry of it. I would agree with all of those things, but I could see everybody green lighting it because exactly what you just talked about. You know, you get to go down to San Diego State and play a game. You get to go down there and recruit. You're already going to be in that area. It is a vacation destination. Nobody hates going to San Diego. I don't like California. I love going down to San Diego. Love going out on the aircraft carrier. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's one of my favorite things to do, going out there and exploring that thing and reading all about it. And just the downtown gas lamp district is incredible. It's fun. Petco Park is awesome. It's so well placed. And the beach and Hotel Del Coronado, just the entire Del Coronado beach is incredible. Like, that area is gripping. But you're right, that program brings nothing. It has done nothing and it brings nothing. But everybody's going to green light it if it is put on the table to pass it as a bill. It's going to get green lighted.
Yeah. Now the other question is who comes along with them? You just don't add one, you add two. And I don't think it'll be Boise. I definitely don't think it'll be Fresno. I think it'll probably be SMU. Look, if it's about geography, there's two schools that fit the bill. It's not Boise, it's not Fresno, it's about Southern California and Texas. And so it would make sense to be, you know, look, and again, SMU really brings nothing to the table in terms of competitiveness, but they're right smack dab in downtown Dallas. I was just at that stadium calling a bowl game a month ago. It's a beautiful area. It's a nice stadium. It's a nice campus, but it's right there in the middle of Dallas. By the way, just about a few blocks away from the our hotel was just a few blocks away from where JFK was shot. I mean, that's right there in the middle of Dallas. And so, you know, from a standpoint, I was a little bummed out. I should have gone over there and taken some pictures and checked out the place. I didn't have time, though.
When were you over there?
For the bowl game, Utah State's bowl game.
Oh, yeah. You didn't go down to that area, huh?
I got in late the night before, and the game was in the middle of the day, and I just didn't have time.
I've stood in that area probably four or five times. Kind of in that grassy knoll, kind of that same nook, and I've gone up into the book depository a couple of times, and it is one of the coolest places you can visit. It really is. But that was, and I know that was just before we were born, Scotty, but that was some of my early memories of news were those kinds of things. So it's a great place to visit if you haven't visited down there.
Yeah. It's and look, again, you want to recruit Texas. You want to say to your kids that you recruited from Texas. We'll be there every other year. That's a great way to do it. So, I think it's a foregone conclusion. I was in San Diego, as you mentioned, I was at San Diego State just two nights ago calling a game. And there are many in that athletic department that think it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. I think the new TV contract needs to get sorted out first, and then San Diego State will probably, their invitation probably won't be too far behind. I mean, honestly, too, I mean, just based on what the Pac-12 is looking for, I think UNLV has a much better shot at than Boise State. Boise State's far more competitive, obviously, than UNLV, but UNLV brings in a fascinating market that just continues to grow, a lot of corporate dollars, and a vacation spot that people like to go to.
Is there any chance they get included in this?
I think they could be, yeah.
Just spot up Vegas and spot up San Diego?
Oh, man, how upset. The funny part in all this is how cranky is Boise State going to be if UNLV and San Diego State get into the Pac-12 before them?
Purely based off of location and the geography and the infrastructure of it. Boise State would be out of their minds.
Yeah.
Because if you're going for pageantry or if you're going for any type of program growth or any type of competitive football, you're going to go to Boise State. I don't know how quickly UNLV could be competitive in the Pac-12. I think that'd take a little bit of time for them to get competitive in the Pac-12. I think it'd take a lot of time for them and San Diego State. But San Diego State has held their own to a certain degree. They haven't done anything real flashy, but they've held their own at times. They were good, what, 2 years ago, Scotty?
Yeah. Yeah, they were fine. I mean, again, they're fine, but it's just not anything that's going to – I mean, they will get dump-trucked in the Pac-12 because they don't have any offense. They usually have a pretty good defense. Brady Hoke is unimaginative in how he builds his team, and it's boring football, and they don't have the horses to be able to go toe-to-toe with these teams in the Pac-12. USC, Utah, Oregon, Washington. I know USC's on its way out, but those schools will just obliterate San Diego State.
So, Scotty, I've got Igor hanging out with me down here at NPS, and I'm just looking at the Zinger section that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know if somebody's restocking it or clearing it out, but, oh, they're restocking it, Igor? You can turn Igor's mic on. So, Igor, you see here in front of me, I have bought 9 boxes of these Zingers because they're $1 a box.
Yes.
And so the first 9 listeners that come through are going to get a box of Zingers
on
me.
Awesome. That's great. People love them.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
Great snack.
Yeah. But this is what I love. You know, you walk through the grocery area and you can find great deals on things.
Immediately. Yes.
Immediately. Last time it was strawberries and raspberries.
Yes.
You know, this time I know you got the 10 bags of pretzels for $1. You got the Zingers for $1. You know, you got great stuff. But NPS, I just want to get the message out. I want everybody to know that this place is packed full of great savings. I know you pride yourself in that.
Yes. Like you can see right now across from us, we have all clothing for the entire family, 50% off. And to begin with, we already priced it half off. So you're getting a super amazing deal.
Incredible prices on your clothes. And all of these things are name brand.
Brand new. Yes.
And we've talked about this because people feel like, it's got to be too good to be true. But you guys have been doing this a long time. 30-plus years, right?
Over 50 years.
Over 50 years.
Yes.
Family-owned over 50 years. And you know how to get your hands on the items and how to price them.
Yes, we buy a lot of overstock product. I mean, there are many warehouses right now that they're full with inventory that they don't know what to do with. We come over, we buy it and we sell it here. We pass the savings to the customer.
We talked about how this store looks different every time I come in. And last time I was here, about a month ago, it looked way different.
Yes.
And you get new stuff on the floor. So people need to always be checking in on what the deals are here at NPS.
Every day is different. Like you just said, in the morning we restock. The whole thing is restocked, and you can come and get a great deal. And tomorrow, all of this is going to be gone. Tomorrow we'll have a brand new store again.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Scotty, I can't wait for you to be down here and hang out with me. You're going to love this. So, NPS, we've got the weekly sales. That's January 23rd, and that finishes up coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
So, you've got 50% off furniture, 50% off mattresses, 50% off fashion jewelry.
Yes.
50% off Pandora jewelry, 50% off bedding and linens. 50% off clothing, as you just mentioned. We are stocked, and we'll go through some more of these savings.
And the prices are already low. So we, to begin with, we price everywhere from 30 to 70% off. And then on top of that, we have these gray sales.
So there's four locations. You can find them all at npsstore.com. We're at the one that's 1600 Empire Road, downtown Salt Lake. You can come see us, and I'm telling you, the first nine, don't send me home with nine boxes of zingers. The first nine listeners to come by and say hi, you're going to get a box of zingers. And if you can eat all 10, Scotty, these are a box of 10. If you can eat all 10 zingers, I'll buy you three more boxes. But you got to eat 10 zingers in 8 minutes. So come down, see us, have a little bit of fun. It's a Friday. Come say hi to Igor. Come find me. Say hi to me. And we'll even throw you on the headset. You can say hi to Scotty if you come down and see
us. Let's go.
Igor, thank you.
Thank you, Hans.
97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Come on down and, again, say hi to Hans and check out all the great deals. What's that address again, Hans?
That's 1600 Empire Road, right downtown Salt Lake City.
Let's go. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Lincoln Kennedy, Raider radio analyst.
What do you think of that concept of guys who are primarily college coaches being able to succeed in the NFL?
Urban Meyer and Chip Kelly are guys that come to mind. When Chip Kelly went to Philadelphia, one of the things I made jokes of is that he took away Taco Tuesday. I'm like, I'm a grown-ass man. You can't take away Taco Tuesday. In regards to Shaw, you know, I have a fond relationship with David. You know, he coached with the Raiders when I was there, and I know him personally. I think he's a great guy. I think he's a great coach. But he's not a control monger. His strategy and his philosophy will work well on a National Football League level.
That was a good answer, but I think it still peaked at Taco Tuesday.
You can't take away Taco Tuesday.
I want Taco Tuesday to be a promo, Yak. Can we make that happen? That was good.
Your wish is my command.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one. Miss any part of the show? Every moment of every show is available in podcast form by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Zion got third in the players' vote. For third in the fan vote was Anthony Davis. And the third for the media vote was Domantas Sabonis. But Zion got third in the player, fourth in the van, fourth in the media. And he ends up being the starter.
I hope he doesn't take this the wrong way. But like I say, he's missed too many games, in my opinion. I would have went with Sabonis or Markkanen. That's just my personal preference, because I don't think you can miss 20 games in the first half of the season. I just don't think that's fair.
He's not wrong. That's Charles Barkley last night. Zion Williamson will be a starter in the NBA All-Star game. But Lauri Markkanen will not. And, you know, that's not surprising. This thing's been going on forever. You know, there were years where Grant Hill didn't play a single game and was still named to an all-star starter because fans are morons. And it's a little surprising that the players, though, are the ones that gave Zion. Did I hear that right? That the players voted him as third?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you heard that right.
So that's a little disappointing because the players should know better. Fans?
Yeah.
Fans are morons. I get that. But, and I mean that, you know, look, you know what I mean. But in terms of the players, they know what's going on. They know that, you know, who's out there on the court and who's not. So that surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, but considering LeBron James, you know, picking Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert last in their stuff, do they really know? Do they really care?
They'll give you another box.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right, Hans and Scotty. Hans, we got some zinger eaters down there.
So we got a zinger eater. He's come down. He is currently three zingers in. Our tech is keeping the time. Four zingers in. He's on his fifth zinger already.
How much time? What is he,
a minute in? 2 minutes in, and he's got five down. He's got five more to go. Are you feeling it at all? No? He's not feeling it at all. It's pretty chocolatey. Is it hard to get down? Not too bad? It's pretty thick and chocolatey, Scotty. I mean, you got to remember, these are the iced devil's food. That's what they call it. The zingers, the iced devil's food. But Scott Murdoch was kind enough to go out and get a couple more boxes. So if you're out there driving around, come down, grab a box of 10. He also bought a bunch of Abba Zabbas that are on the table, and you can come in and get an Abba Zabba or a bag of pretzels.
I feel like I should know what an Abba Zabba is, but I'm spacing that.
Chewy taffy, it says.
Oh, okay.
It says an Abba Zabba. It's chewy taffy. And then we got some granola bars and Scott Murdoch.
You know, we got to make it healthy. Yeah.
Scott Murdoch went on a little bit of a shopping spree. Scott's tripping out because of the price on these things are just incredible. But so come down and see us. What's he on? What number are you on? So he's breaking into number seven right now.
Have those things gotten smaller than I remember them? Because I remember, you know, on your high school or your elementary field trips when you'd get zingers and, you know, mom would always make like a special little lunch for you when you went on your high school or your elementary school field trip and you'd have zingers in there. I remember those things being pretty big, but maybe they're not as big as I remember them because that dude seems like he's not having a problem at all.
Well, they're almost exactly the same size as a Twinkie. But, it's exact same size as a Twinkie, but it's got that chocolate icing and then that cream filling. He's slowing down. His jaw's getting tired. But he's still got 3 minutes. No, he's got 4 minutes still to go. It's pretty good, man. He is committed. He's biting in now to his eighth zinger. But we really just want you to come down, hang out. It's a Friday. Having a little bit of fun down here at NPS. A place to come in and buy clothes, buy bedding, buy gifts, buy groceries, whatever you're looking for, you can find it down here. Do you have any problems with the starters as they were announced?
I mean, the Zion thing I'm not a huge fan of. But let's be honest here. Nobody anticipated Lauri Markkanen being a starter in this thing. So, I mean, I don't think we can be too overly upset. It's always the starters are always going to be a little funky because there's, you know, a lot of weird votes coming in. So I understand that. It's just going to be about how they build out the rest of those rosters. And that's what I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about. That's what I'll be really interested in because I think Markkanen's going to be there. He certainly deserves to be there. It would be great for the Jazz for him to be there and the city hosting this thing for him to be there. So I have little concern that he'll still end up on one of those teams.
So here's your starting five for both. The West, LeBron James is your captain, as Charles Barkley mentioned. Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic. Zion Williamson is the one that surprised Scotty just a little bit. And you could definitely see an interchange there, as Charles Barkley mentioned, coming in from the break. In the East, Giannis Antetokounmpo is your captain. Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Donovan Mitchell named as starters. That is Donovan Mitchell's first start. He's got three all-star bids in the past, but this was his first start. And as we talked about, Lauri Markkanen currently not on the starting list. So now they will be announcing the reserves on February 2nd, and that just goes down to the coaches.
Yeah.
And they're going to pick Lauri Markkanen. He will be selected. He will get an all-star nod. Scotty, I just have heard way too much of it nationally to not expect it at this point. A guy that's averaging 25 points, 9 rebounds, shooting 52% from the floor, 43% from three, and 87% from the free throw line. He's been spectacular. And he's buoyed up a Jazz team that we thought would be in the bottom three or bottom four as far as records were concerned. He's buoyed him up to be a current playoff team.
Yeah.
So he definitely deserves that nod.
He definitely does. And it's good for the city. And I think that plays into it, too. I mean, we always think that there's conspiracy theories going against the Jazz. I think this will actually go in favor of the Jazz. I think that the NBA wants to reward teams that host, that go through the effort to host an All-Star game. And I do think that it's good for Salt Lake City to have a player on that team. And so I do think that works in the Jazz favor. I really do. I think that there'll be some opportunities there. I don't think that the commissioner's going over to the coaches and saying, hey, you got to have marketing on there. But there's just the general sense of, hey, this guy's deserving. Let's make sure he's in there. And he's done everything that has been needed to earn that spot. He's had a spectacular year. And frankly, the fact that the Jazz are where they're at right now, I know they're not at the level they were at the start of the season when they were near the top of the Western Conference, but we all knew that wasn't sustainable. I mean, we knew that wasn't going to happen. But the fact is that the Jazz have gone through a really difficult stretch of games, one of the hardest schedules in the NBA, and they're still at 500 and right now in a playoff spot is remarkable for a team that had their roster gutted of two perennial All-Stars and frankly, in Rudy Gobert, a future Hall of Famer. So, I mean, and they're right there. It's pretty impressive to see, and they need to be rewarded for it.
Well, Scotty, our Zinger eater, he just finished off the 10th Zinger, the entire box. I've now put three more boxes in his hands, and he's hanging out with us. He's a long-time listener. How long you been listening?
About 2 years and a half.
Okay, yeah. So you've been listening for a while.
Not too long.
And you heard the Zinger competition. You hurried down.
I did. I was just down the street, so.
Scotty, he completed it in 6 minutes and 45 seconds. 6 minutes and 45 seconds, got 10 Zingers down. You've won 3 boxes of Zingers.
Sheesh.
How do you feel?
Full. I think that was lunch.
Was it more difficult than you thought it would be? Or?
Just towards the end. It was a little tough, but we finished it. Good. This guy's good at encouraging me to finish it, so it was good.
Oh, did you get a little bit of push?
Yep.
From our guy.
It was great. I
love it, man. Where do you live?
Not too far from here, but I do a part time job. I do door dashing. So when I'm dashing, I listen to you guys all the time from the morning till 6, with those guys PJ and then and all the way down to you guys and.
I appreciate
the afternoon. So you guys are great.
Well, thank you.
Hey,
congratulations.
Hold on, real quick. Like, all right. So you do the DoorDash thing, and so I'm on the road right now, and I'll DoorDash a little bit. Like, what should people be tipping a DoorDash guy? Because I've seen some people who try to get a little cheap and they don't tip enough. Like, is there like a percentage or what is it? What is the right amount to tip your DoorDash guy?
I'd say it actually really depends on where you live. Like, if you live on the fourth floor of an apartment building, you should be at least tipping something decent, right?
Yeah.
$1 tip, I'm leaving it at the bottom of the stairs. But it's all good, honestly.
It's not going to be cold. Yeah. It's not going to be warm next time I bring it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, everybody tip your dashers. They're great. They're good people.
Yeah,
Do you get the usuals? Do you get the usuals that order almost every day that you deliver to?
Yep. Get the usuals, and when they see me, sometimes they give really good tips, so it's nice. So
what's you like the most what you do?
Oh, yeah, it's good. Good part-time job.
Nice.
What's the most annoying thing that you can do if you're ordering DoorDash? What's the thing that ticks off DoorDash drivers the most?
When they don't leave in specific instructions, especially in an apartment building when it's locked and you're like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? And DoorDash has certain requirements where you have to like call them if they're not responding in like 5 minutes and then take a picture of it. But yeah, that's probably the worst thing to do or to experience when you're a dasher.
What's the furthest you got to drive typically to deliver some food?
I mean, it depends on the time of day. Sometimes at night, if you want a good tip, one time I drove all the way out to Syracuse for Del Taco.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was 12. It was like a $12 tip. I'm like, hey, you know what? I guess. I mean, but it was like this was like at 2 in the morning. So it's like, hey, you know, I got to do what I got to do. I got a family to feed. So, yeah.
That's somebody that might be up to some nefarious stuff. If you're ordering 2 a.m. Del Taco in Syracuse and making a guy drive up there, that means you've been up to no good.
But I do appreciate you guys. I love the show. Guys are the best.
You knocked it out of the park, man. Great job. Take your three boxes of zingers. That's 30 zingers for you to take home.
I would definitely take it, but I'm eating none of them.
Okay.
I'm not going to eat any of them. I'm done. Probably for the rest of the year.
6 minutes and 45 seconds. Thanks, 10 guys. Zingers in 6 minutes and 45 seconds. If anybody can come in and beat that, I'll throw in an extra box. I'll give you four boxes of zingers to take home, but you got to get it under 6 minutes and 45 seconds. It's a lot of fun down here, Scotty. We've already had a lot of great listeners come by and just come through and see these great deals, man. It's a fun day.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. What you may have missed coming up next.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
Joining us now from the Pac-12 Network is our friend Roxy Bernstein.
Give us a breakdown of what we've seen from the Utah men's basketball team. I imagine they're turning some heads in the Pac-12 now.
Oh, there's no question they are. And I think the conference took notice early in league play. And now we're about halfway through conference play. And the jump that they've made in year two under Craig Smith has been impressive to see. For me, with Utah, they've been so consistent once they've turned into league play. And it's because of the defense. And they've been on lockdown. And they've bought into the team concept, the defense. And this team just appears to be getting better. And they're in that conversation. Look, we all think that UCLA and Arizona are the top two teams in the league. And then there's that debate. Who's the third best team in the league? And I think Utah's making a strong case. It could be them.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
The KSL Sports Zone. Happy Friday, everybody. ReMedical, Utah's only physician-owned and operated wellness clinic offering ED treatment. It's discreet, non-invasive, and customized for your needs. ReMedical, renew, restore, reclaim. Visit ReMedical.com today. All right, Hans, what you may have missed? Oh, sorry.
Your boy Craig Smith has found a home, Scotty.
Yeah, he has. He's got it going.
He is doing some really good things. Man. For those of you that didn't see it, Utah got a good win on the road against Oregon State. It's the first time in since they joined the Pac-12 that they were able to sweep Oregon State in the season. And they got a really convincing win last night. They're doing it defensively. They beat them 63-44, and that's a tough environment. It's a tough place to play. And now back-to-back wins, sweeping the season series, Scotty. And now looking straight at Oregon on this road swing to Oregon to see if they can get another win on the road.
So they've beaten three teams that probably they should beat in Washington State, Washington, and Oregon State. And now, remember, they lost three games in a row to Oregon, UCLA, and USC. And now you get Oregon again. And then you'll play Stanford and Cal. Those should be a couple wins. But then they've got Colorado, who's certainly much better, and Arizona, who's really good and is going to have a lot of revenge on their minds as the Utes got them in Salt Lake City. So there's a pretty heavy haves and have-nots in the Pac-12, and it falls off the plateau pretty quick, but the teams near the top are really, really good. And Utah's been beating teams that they should beat, which is exactly what you need to be doing. And then you need to find a way to win a good chunk of those games against the upper echelon. And they've already got one against Arizona, the Oregon game. If they can beat Oregon on the road, this is probably an NCAA tournament team, in my opinion. There's no real bad losses on that schedule. Even the game to Sam Houston State near the early part of the season, Sam Houston State's a top, you know, they're 64 in KenPom. I don't know what their net ranking is, but it's probably not too far off of that. That's not a bad loss. Mississippi State is a top 50 team in net rankings. That's not a bad loss. Frankly, if you look at ranking in nets, the worst loss that Utah has this year is to BYU. And BYU still is 82 in the KenPom. So it's not like, that's a quad two loss, which isn't going to kill you. So you look at what Utah's built, you look at their numbers as of right now, and if they can find a way to get wins, they don't have to win all of them, but if you can find a way to get a couple wins against Oregon, Colorado, Arizona, Arizona State, UCLA, if you can split some of those games, then you're probably going to the NCAA tournament this year.
So, Scotty, at the college level, as far as basketball is concerned, how much does it come down to defensive play. And is Craig Smith kind of known for this? Because I was able to watch at least a full highlight package of this game. And Utah was just swarming. And they were contesting everything on the outside, forcing Oregon State into really bad shots. Extremely aggressive. Carlson, the whole crew, extremely aggressive. Hard press. Whatever they were doing was complete physicality. And I know college is a little bit more frenetic than the NBA. You see a lot more energy, and it just feels like guys are more buzzing because the NBA is just more it's more efficient, and college feels like it's more energy burning. But they're just hustling for Coach Smith. And there was like 6 minutes left in the game, and Oregon State hadn't got to 30 points yet.
Yeah.
This defense was suffocating and jumped out to a really nice lead. Is that kind of Craig Smith's MO? Is he's always coached great defense? And how much can defense really win for you in the Pac-12 specifically?
Well, especially if you've got good perimeter defenders. Now, you go back and you look at his years defensively. Right now, if you look at adjusted defense, this team is ranked 21st in the country in that category. His team last year was not good defensively. They were ranked 189th. His last year at Utah State, they were ranked 8th defensively. The year before that, they were ranked 38th. And the year before that, they were ranked 45th. So he has had statistically elite-level defenses outside of last year's team. And when he gets to retool a roster, then they get to be really good defensively. But the thing that I think is really important is, you know, at Utah State, he had Neish Keita, who's, you know, an elite collegiate rim defender. I mean, as good as anybody in the country. But he also, that year that they were ranked 8th defensively, he had Keita, but you also had two elite defensive perimeter defenders that he brought to Utah, and Raleigh Wooster and Marco Anthony. Now, those guys aren't elite offensive players, but as far as perimeter defenders, you're hard-pressed to find two better, guards that, or you know, three guys that can defend the wing as well as those guys can. And so that's why, you know, you couple those two with Namish Keita, you had the 8th best defense in college basketball in 2021 at Utah State. And now he gets a little bit more help on the inside along with those defending guards. And now they're ranked 21st defensively. It's a recipe for success that he knows, that he goes to, and he's built. And there's little reason why this team's clicking right now. Craig Smith being successful at the University of Utah is one of the least surprising things that we've seen. You knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen, and now you're seeing the fruits of his labor.
Well, I'm hoping that he continues to get the time, continues to get the resources, and then starts to get the fan support. And I did go down to that Utah-TCU game that was played at Vivint Arena. I went down to that game. Went to go say hi to an old friend, also to catch the game and just take in some good college basketball. And Utah fans packed it in. The lower bowl was pretty well packed in, Scotty. And I know that the Utah fans sit there and just chomp at the bit waiting for some good basketball to hit. And then they jump on those tickets and they get out there and support this team. But I'm just telling you, Craig Smith could really use the love.
Yeah.
And the thing that makes the Spectrum so difficult to win in, and the thing that makes the Marriott so difficult to win in, is the exact same thing that made it so difficult to win in the Hutzman back in the heyday. So get out there, support Craig Smith, let him feel the love, because I'm with Scotty. I think this is a guy that can absolutely rebuild and bring some real recognition back to that Utah basketball program.
Hands and Scotty, 12 o'clock, or excuse me, 1 o'clock straight up, 12 here in California. But Hands, I know you're hanging out there. Beautiful facility, all kinds of great stuff going on, and all kinds of great deals. And I need a box of those zingers when I get home.
I know. I need you to come down. I want you to be here so bad, Scotty. It's unfortunate that the two times I've been down here, you've been out on duty. But we'll get you down here. I'm hanging out with Igor right now, and Igor has done so many great things. How long have you been working with this family now?
35 years.
35 years you've been here. And the family, this has been a family-owned business for 50-plus years.
That's correct, yes.
So we've got four locations, the one that we're currently standing in. We've got the appliance location that's just across the street from
us. The industrial store.
And we've got the Orem and Layton locations.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, tell people what they're going to experience when they come in here, Igor.
When they come, when you come to NPS, you're going to find wonderful deals. Your dollar is going to stretch really, really good. Right now, with the inflation and the whole economic situation, this is a very, very nice place to shop. If when I cashier, I can see some customers, they fill a shopping cart, not lying to you, Hans. They fill their shopping cart and they pay $40, $45. You go to any other store and you get 3-4 items and you pay $100.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a great deal. Like, for instance, right now they can come to the produce department and they can get a whole case of green bananas for $4.99.
A whole case?
Yes, a whole case.
An entire case?
Yes, a whole case, 40 pounds.
40 pounds of bananas for
$4.99.
And 99 cents. So, Scotty, just to give everybody kind of an idea, I had one listener that brought, you know those Jack's, those beef links, the flattened out jerky, Scotty, that's...
Oh, yeah.
It comes in those packs. They're typically about $3.99 to $4.25 at a gas station.
Yep.
It's two of those giant Jack Link's beef jerky sticks for a dollar here. And that listener came out to me. He's like, I've never been here. He brought it over to me. He said, two of these for a buck? He was shocked. And I know that that's just a small sample size of what we're talking about. But you just got to come in and experience it. I still have 8 boxes of Zingers that I'm giving away. The first listeners that come in and say, what's up? I'm giving them a box of Zingers. And I know you've got some other specials that are going on currently, Igor.
Yes. Yes, we have all the kitchen and house great prices. And if you come today, it's 25%
off. 25%
off
the kitchen house. And I know that you continue to reiterate this, and it needs to be said again. The prices are already very low.
Exactly.
And then you discount them even more.
Yes. And one of the reasons, like we were talking about the bananas, is sometimes we get a truckload of something that we need to move fast. So we pass the savings to the customer.
An entire 40-pound box of bananas for $4.99. It's just a small example of what you got here at NPS. NPSstore.com, 4 locations, 2 here in Salt Lake, 1 in Orem, 1 in Layton. Igor, we'll catch up with you in a minute.
Thank you, Hans.
97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.